Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Omud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're finishing off Tuf Kuf Nun Gimel and starting Tuf Kuf Nun Dalet. And we begin on the very top line with the Ramah. The Ramah tells us a very fascinating halacha. This is one of my favorite halachas in all of Shulchan Aruch. V'nohagu shelo lilmod bi'erev Tisha B'Av mechatzos va'elech. The Ramah tells us that the minig is not to learn on Erev Tisha B'Av things that you're not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, from Chatzos, from Erev Tisha B'Av and onwards, except Kiyum B'Dvarim Hamutar Mitisha B'Av, except for the things that you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. The sad things, for example, from Yirmiyahu, you're allowed to learn about Eicha, you're allowed to learn Halochos of Avelus, things like that. And therefore, the Ramah says, V'lochein, imchol b'Shabbos, if Erev Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, in other words, Tisha B'Av is either pushed off till Sunday, or Tisha B'Av is actually on Sunday, so Shabbos is Erev Tisha B'Av, we don't say, Ein Omrim Pirkei Avos. It brings down from the Maharal and the Minhagim that we don't say Pirkei Avos, as many people have the custom to learn between Mincha and Maariv on Shabbos. So therefore, you can't learn publicly on Erev Tisha B'Av, Shechol Yos b'Shabbos. Likewise, v'chein lo yitayel erev Tisha B'Av. One shouldn't take spatzirs. One shouldn't have a good time, take walks, and have a wonderful afternoon on erev Tisha B'Av. That's the Ramah. Now, there's a tremendous amount of interesting halachos when it comes to this question of learning on erev Tisha B'Av, and that's what we'll spend the first half of the shir on today. Look in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Ches, and he tells us, "The Torah misamachas alev." The learning of Torah is what makes a person's heart glad, and therefore, one should not learn on Erev Tisha B'Av because one should not be happy on Erev Tisha B'Av. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Mikol Mokom, kol ze eino midina." This is not the absolute din. The hamut of the Erev Tisha B'Av, midina kol hachamish minuyim. You're allowed to go and take oil and anoint yourself with on Erev Tisha B'Av. You can wear shoes on Erev Tisha B'Av. You can sit on a regular chair on Erev Tisha B'Av. And therefore, the ikar atam, the essence of this din, is mishum dehu yochol lilmo dvarim hamutarim b'Tisha B'Av. The reason why this is noeg then at that point in time is because there are permissible things to learn, and theoretically there won't be any bitul Torah, because instead of a person having his regular shir in Mishnah Berurah Yomi, for example, he'll take out an eicha, and he'll learn eicha. So therefore, instead of learning the 20 minutes of the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi, he'll learn 20 minutes in eicha. Whatever other seder he has, he'll learn in Yirmiyahu. He'll learn other permissible things to learn. He'll learn the bar kamtsu instead of learning the Daf Yomi. That is what the Mishnah Berurah says. That is the understanding of the Ramah. However, he says, "Vinei meharbi achronim mashma shetavsu aminugzeh v'lo iru olav." He says many achronim agree with this custom. And they add, "Dafilu mchol b'Shabbos." And even when Erev Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, they say, "Hiskimu kam achron l'snai k'moshe kozav Ramah," that they followed the Ramah's advice. And even on Shabbos, they didn't learn things that are not permissible to learn on Tisha B'Av. They didn't even learn them on Shabbos, Erev Tisha B'Av. U'k'moshe echtov l'kami, as I myself will tell you. However, omnam, yesh eiz achronim, he said, there are achronim, shepikku ma'od ala minhag zeh, that they strongly disagree with this minhag that the Ramah brings down. Number one, he says, Rishon Lakol, above all, is the Marshal, the great Marshal. And he says, or Shlomo Luria, Zatzal, Kosu Olav, Shaloma bi'atzmo achar chatzos. He personally would learn after chatzos. V'hitir gam lachermazah. And he said, everybody else can learn as well after chatzos on Shabbos, Erev Tisha B'Av. And who else but the Vilna Gaon, who never spent a second wasted. Gam agro, the Biura, the Vilna Gaon in the Biura agro writes, because of the Chumra Yeseri, this is an excessive Chumra. V'chein ha'mama Mardechai, b'sifro, Marech was there. The Mama Mardechai, which we'll see inside in the Bir Halach in a moment, he's very long on this subject. And he writes, and here we have a kitzur of it, we'll see it inside in a moment in the Bir Halacha, because of who may be harbeli de bitul Torah, lamlom them. If you don't let people learn their daf yomi, if you don't let people learn things that they enjoy learning, they're not going to learn. They're going to take out a newspaper. They're going to go and take a spatzir. That's totally wrong. And he says, Shemisrash l'milum odvarim ha'mutarim b'Tisha B'Av. They don't want to take out an Eicha. They don't want to take out a Yirmiyah. They don't want to take out a Kinnis and go through it. So people like to learn what they like to learn. I remember my Rabbeim always would tell me, just learn. Don't worry that you're not learning what somebody else says is important learning and your learning is not important learning. Learning is the key thing. Learn whatever you can. And that's what the Maimon Mordechai says. He's very makel and says, learn to your heart's content on Erev Tisha B'Av. Because of the Chayin Hoyahu Noi, he personally held like this Ayin Shem, which we'll see in a moment. The Chayin HaYadam, the great HaYadam, Rav Danzig Zatzal, cause of the Chumra B'Yama. This is an excessive Chumra as well. Okay, Nira, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, the Mishirot Zalahaka would say, if you want to learn, go and learn. Ein Mocha B'Yadu, do not protest such a person learning. I remember hearing my Rebbeim telling me from the great Rogachov Gaon, Zatzal, that he would say, everybody in the world has to do an Averi. He says, nobody lives without doing an Averi. He says, I choose my Averi to be learning on Erev Tisha B'Av Shecholios B'Shabbos. We all have to pick our Averis. He says, that's the best one to pick. Now let's look at the Maimon Mordechai in the Bir Halacha, Bir Masa V'Lochein. And he says, here's the quote in the exact Lashon. The whole page here is just the Lashon of the Maimon Mordechai. And he says, the Maimon Mordechai, that is, Hora Zu Tomuahi. He says, there's a strange Chumr here. Kvar Yisalik Tzasmen HaChorim Ditzov Cholah. He says, many Achronim don't like this. Omnam Harav Mogen Avram Kim De Ramah. The Mogen Avram. Wow, that's impressive. He follows the strict opinion of the Ramah. But then the Chavetz Chaim brings down the continuation of the Maimon Mordechai, and he writes as follows. He says, "Lanias dati, the ein lachush luzeh. We shouldn't be concerned with the Magen Avraham and the Ramah. Lefi she'ein lanu tam nochu lesser alim b'Shabbos klal. We shouldn't stop learning on Shabbos." And he brings down that which the Magen Avraham says you should be machmir, because you can learn other things. Omer ani, the Maimon Mordechai says, "I disagree. Shein's a maspik. That's not enough. Maybe if you're the Magen Avraham, maybe if you're the Ramah, you'll spend 10 hours learning your regular shir, and now you have to switch to something that's aveilus related, so you'll still learn 10 hours. But he says, lefishein adam lomer, lomed elamash libuchovitz. That's not going to apply for most people. Beinenu arose. He says, look and see with your eyes. The kama tamidi chachamim, even people in kailal, even people that are sitting and learning, misrashi belibet amut biyom tishabov. They have difficulty learning kamsa by kamsa over and over. They have difficulty learning echa, kinis, yirmiyo. Mishum detzaru lehem lumo b'mashin mergil. It's uncomfortable for them, and they're not going to learn as much or as well. And he says himself, "Vagamani, Babusin or Rabin, Kechad Mehem, I'm like them. Lachain Aini Choshish Lusvarzu, I don't pay this any attention. Vidati no to Lahatir, Afil Bechol." And he said, "You know what? Listen to this, amazing." He says, "I would let you learn on Erev Tisha B'Av that's a weekday, not Shabbos. At some of the learn until the very last second. If I wasn't afraid that everybody else would put me in chayim, so to say, they're all going to laugh at me. Have a mean that Afil B'Yom Tisha B'Av Atzmo, on Tisha B'Av itself. We should learn on Tisha B'Av regular stuff. Because what happens on Tisha B'Av? The Banaseno Rab Niskalkul Adoros. We've declined so much over time that on Tisha B'Av itself, people were not allowed to learn. So that's like a 3 day. You're off from learning. Mitailin Bishvakim, they go take walks in the market. Mesich and Sikhaskom, they're sitting around talking about sports. They're sitting around talking about Rachman al Islam, worse things. I feel like Yodim Sefer, even people that know how to learn, Uktsas Halom de Mekilmazeh, they also make on this. Oh, I can't have my regular deep drushes in the Ruchaim Briskas and the Rekiva Egas, so we'll sit and talk about the Mets. Upshito de Ba'ovenzeh Tvei Havi Odif Lulumot. Says it'd be better to learn on Tisha B'Av things that are also to learn on Tisha B'Av than to go and talk about the Mets and to go take a spatzir in the marketplace and to waste your time. Uchayotzi Badavra, Matzin Rushami, says he brings down Yushami, which we had had previously. We bring down, I'll just say this outside. Rav Abba Bamamo says it was up to him. He would let people do work on Cholamayit. Because the whole idea of not doing work on Cholamayit is that you should spend thinking about the Yontif. So what people do is they don't work on Cholamayit, but they don't think about the Yontif. They go and take trips. They go and do all sorts of non-Cholamayit perfect activities. They're not sitting and learning on Cholamayit like you're supposed to. They're not sitting and doing mitzvahs. They're doing all sorts of things that aren't necessarily good for Cholamayit. They could Rachman al-Islam be bad. Not the trips with the family are bad. That's fine. But doing other sorts of stuff. So he says, if it was up to me, Rav Abba Mamo said, I tell you, go and work on Cholamayit. Because that at least is doing something that's not bad. And he says, V'shom Nasho Yachik Atzmo Mischok V'Hitl V'Til. He concludes and he says, you have to be very careful that you don't have lightheadedness and all sorts of inappropriate behaviors on Tisha B'Av. V'Hashem Yechapir Bat HaShogim. And Hashem should forgive those of us that are Nebuch making mistakes. He says, the Erev Tisha B'Av, Yesh L'Hakel, certainly you should be making an Erev Tisha B'Av, Shluhuska B'Shas HaPosim. That's not mentioned really in the post, it's just a minug. And the Chayin Ani Noe Gav B'Chol. He says, I personally learn on Erev Tisha B'Av, this a weekday, never mind on Shabbos. The Smichna B'Ha Al Marshal. And I rely upon the Marshal, who we quoted already in the Mishnah Berurah. If somebody's on the level of Mogen Avraham on the Ramah, that they'll learn their 10 hours instead of learning things that are also on Tisha B'Av, they'll learn things that are mutar on Tisha B'Av. Such a person, a holy person. Each person should know his heart what he's going to do. If you're going to learn exactly as well by learning Echa, Yirmiyah, Kinos, etc., so then you should do that on Erev Tisha B'Av. But if you know yourself that you won't, then learn your Da. Daf Yomi. Learn your Dirshu Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Learn your Mishnah Yomis. Learn whatever it is that you get enjoyment out of learning. Far better to learn than to waste your time by saying, it's also for me to learn. Wow, what a powerful Maimer Mordechai. Now, why does this even come up? What's the reason you can't learn on Shabbos? So, Dirshu Foot number 11 brings down from the Chassam Sofer a beautiful idea. He says, you're going to think about it all night long. What you learn in the afternoon, you're thinking about it at night. At night it's Tisha B'Av. You can't go do that at night. Therefore, don't learn it on Shabbos afternoon, because it will lead you to having simcha at night. That you're not allowed to do. Dishvut number 12 brings down from the Chofetz Chaim that he himself would learn B'Yom Kibuchol Yom Acher Chatzos. So too, Shel Shus Or Letzion says that you should learn. If you can't help it, then go learn regular stuff if you're not going to learn the Dvar Masurim. On the other hand, the Chazon Ish, Kishitoso, is saying that even Erev Tisha B'Av Shechol B'Shabbos and Lumod Acher Chatzos Ela B'Dvarim Hamutarim Lumod B'Tisha B'Av. And again, Lani Azdati, the answer is if you're the Chazon Ish, if you're the Mogen Avraham, if you're the Ramah, that this halach is clear cut. Of course, you learn things that are awesome because you do what you're told to do. But for the vast, vast majority of people that won't learn Dvarim Hamutarim, it is clear to be like the Rogachev and say everybody has to sin. This will be my sin that I learn things that are awesome to learn on Tisha B'Av on Erev Tisha B'Av. Spend a tremendous amount of time in this, so we'll go weiter. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Test tells us, Hainu, afilu Erev Tisha B'Av Shechol B'Shabbos, enom in Pirkei Avos. He says you don't read Pirkei Avos on that Shabbos, du ki limud Torah, because this is public learning of Torah, v'hainu achar chatzos, it's not allowed. They call them chatzos, mutar b'limud Torah, before chatzos, the morning of Shabbos Chazon, the Rav can give a drasha, afilu Shechol B'Shabbos, and certainly even if Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, you can still do this. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Yud, he tells us, v'ataz b'fakig mod amaniyah salim in B'Shabbos. The Taz also is against preventing these public learnings of Pirkei Avos on Shabbos. Taz says, no loss. You can absolutely learn then. And that's even Tisha B'Av is actually Shabbos. It's Nidcha to Sunday for the fast. That certainly, because you can call Erev Tisha B'Av Shabbos, when Erev Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos. And you can rely upon this halacha l'maisa. The issue footnote number 16 brings down, Befarhesya, maybe in Roy Lasasos Shaloki the Rear Martin. Public, you shouldn't do this, but he says it depends how you define public. He says if people are just learning in public, but they're each learning privately, that's not called learning in public. In the rest of this, the issue footnote, he has some additional comments as well. Ayn Shom. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes over here and says, Achri dafilu kishichol b'chol kamachron mikilim. He says, even on a weekday, Erev Tisha B'Av, as we just brought down, there are those that are mekil, the chanal, as we just already explained. Therefore, again, if a person is going to have the choice of not learning anything versus learning things that are, quote, also to learn on Tisha B'Av, far better for them to go and learn things that are also to learn on Tisha B'Av on Erev Tisha B'Av, even if it's a weekday, and certainly if it's Shabbos, than wasting your time in chas v'shalom doing things that are absolutely wrong and incorrect. Allah has kama v'kama. In the Bi'aloch, Dibra Maskul Betelim, he brings down the Taz, who says the Issa Shel Tinokos, why children can't learn, isn't because they're going to be happy about learning. They don't get happy about learning. Nothing has changed. In the times of the Taz, the times of the Gemara, kids didn't like to learn either. El Mishum Shamalamed Someach B'Divrei Torah. The teacher can't teach him because the teacher gets enjoyment out of the learning. The issue footnote number 6 brings down a Kotosh Shodei Alumo Biatzo. If the child's able to learn on his own, then Rav Moshe Feinstein has found the Igus Moshevites that even according to the opinion of the Taz, it will be also Lilmo Mach Basatzo. Then he can't learn on his own because he does get enjoyment out of the learning, and he shouldn't do so according to the opinion. He says you shouldn't learn on Erev Tisha B'Av. He says that what the Taz was talking about, that the kids don't like it, is younger children. And he says, what about women? Shein Mitzuos believe in the Torah. They don't have any obligation to learn Torah. So Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, brings down, Shasuros believe in the Torah, but Tisha B'Av. They shouldn't learn on Tisha B'Av either. And he brings us down as well from the Shel Shuos River of Sephraim, from Ephraim Greenblatt, Zatzal. And he writes also, Yesh Simcha believe in the Torah. There is Simcha for the women when they learn Torah, and therefore it's also for them as well. Finally, the issue footnote number 17 brings down that the Geder, the Isra, the Tile Bear of Tisha B'Av, is brought down by the Ramah. Nechul Kuachronim. Exactly what that includes is disputed amongst the Achronim. The Mati Moshe writes, Sheina Isra Machmas Shatil Atzmo Nechshav Kedover Simcha V'Tayin. It's not because the walking itself, the Shbatzir, is actually Osir. Elarakadishalo Yovo Aydei Atil Lidischok V'Kam. Rosh V'Hitl, that you shouldn't have lightheadedness because you're walking, so you're going to end up having inappropriate conversation, but the walking is okay. And it's also brought down for the Shulchan Aruch, where he writes, Shalo Yelech V'Tayil B'Shuk. Why? That's why you can't do it, not because of the walking itself. On the other hand, the Mati Moshe brings down the name of Rashi, that the Isser itself is the teal. The walking itself is pleasurable, and you shouldn't do so. This is also Mashma from the Shalot. regarding the custom of walking to the cemetery on Tisha B'Av, he says, Nachu shelo lelech b'knufyo gedola. Don't go with a lot of people, because then it's a teal, and that shouldn't be done. It's going to lead to sichos, chulin, and misichas daitam yavelis, and it's going to go and take you away from thinking about the avelis of Tisha B'Av. It implies that the teal itself is atzer misat atzmo. And the Aruch HaShulchan brings down both of these reasons as well. With this, we conclude the beautiful Siman Tov Kuf Nun Gimel. Yitz Hashem, this year it should be just Lahagdil Torah L'Adira, and we shouldn't have to practice any of these halachos of Tisha B'Av as a sad day, but it should be a moed again very soon. Now we start Siman Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, which deals with actual halachos of Tisha B'Av itself. It's a long Siman. Yitz Hashem, we start now. Mechaber starts Sif Aleph. Tisha B'Av, also Ruchitza, Vesicha, Nilas Asandal, V'Tasha Shemita. We know the five major Inuyim. It's also to go and eat on Tisha B'Av. But besides that, it's forbidden to go and wash on Tisha B'Av, to anoint yourself on Tisha B'Av, to put on shoes on Tisha B'Av, and to have relations with your wife on Tisha B'Av. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph tells us, it's also all day long. And even during the Ben HaShemashos on both ends. Until nightfall on the end of Tisha B'Av. And even if you daven Ma'ariv early, it doesn't end the fast, it doesn't end the Inuyim early. However, he says, "Ach osan ha'hochem ben anochem." But if you're walking amongst the goyim, oskim b'masul matan achatzos, and you're doing business when you're allowed to at the chatzos, so he says, "Osan mutarin lino," then you can put on shoes because the goyim can make fun of you. And he says, "Ayin lekamen and sif yudzayin da'agah in the Ramad there of the Mishnah Berurah that we'll discuss this more when we get there." Therefore, people unfortunately can sometimes be too makel, and he says you have to protest if they're being more makel than the din allows. And we'll get to that in a few days. Now we go to Dear Shafut number 3, very important. He says, what about reading newspapers? Olimut Shachach was reading secular works. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, in regards to an Avel, Shadavar Pashut Shasalo Lilmot Shar Chachmos. An Avel should not be spending his time reading science books and reading the newspapers. The Koshikin Likro Bakiswe Itim, and not to read the newspapers, or Be'ezah, Chovros, Chodoma, or other secular pieces of information, even if they're normally permissible to be read at other times, you shouldn't read them when you're in Avelis. Shalo Yasiach Daitim Avelis. You shouldn't forget about the Avelis. That's what you're supposed to focus on during the Avelis. People go pay a Shiva call, they talk about anything except Nebuch, the person who passed away. That's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to take their mind off it. You're supposed to actually put their mind on it. The Koshkin, certainly, he says, if you enjoy reading the newspapers, your Shmakish sports section, Vade Osir. He brings down that's certainly Osir. He brings down the name of Rav Shmuel Waldenberg, the son of the great Tzitz Eliezer. So these are the five afflictions that we're talking about besides eating and drinking, which is considered one affliction. Again, you're not allowed to wash, you're not allowed to anoint, you're not allowed to wear shoes. Leather shoes, and we don't have relations. Then he continues, the Mechaber writes, V'also likros b'torah, you're not allowed to go and learn b'torah nevi'im k'suvim, you're not allowed to learn regular learning that's not sad learning for Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to learn Mishnah, you're not allowed to learn Gemara, v'lishnos v'mishnah v'medrash v'gemara, and the drashim, the Gemara, you're not allowed to do this. V'alochus ha'godos, you're not allowed to learn halacha, you're not allowed to learn agados, all of these are awesome. Mishum shenema pikudi Hashem yishar misamchei leiv, because learning makes one happy. That's the greatest happiness in the world, is getting a gishmak and enjoyment from learning. The Tinokos Shel Beis Rabban, the children, Betalimbo, right? The word Tashbar, Tinokos Shel Beis Rabban. So the children, we even let them leave school. We don't make them have school on Tisha B'Av because, as we pointed out already, either the Rebbe is happy or the children are older. The children are happy about the learning. Avol Kori Hu B'Iyov, but we can learn. You should learn Iyov, or B'Dvarim HaRoim, and the terrible sad stories in other parts of Tanakh. For example, Shebi Yirmiyah. And for the good parts, the nechama parts that are in there, you have to skip those because you get nechama, and that's not appropriate on Tisha B'Av. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Beis writes, "V'roz akum also likros," and the bad things that happen to the akum there, that they'll get klep and that they're punished, so that you're not allowed to read because you get enjoyment out of hearing that they're punished for all their horrible things that they've done. Then he says, "V'imatinokos also limot abdor marot." With children, you're not allowed to even learn the sad things, even the bad things that happen to the Jewish people. Rakmut limot lem churban. You're only allowed to teach them the churban. However, the issue footnote number 4 does bring down that the great gedolim would learn why you'd cut them with the children, and he brings down that Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says that the Chazon Ish haya lomed ima yiladim gemara zu. He would learn the gemara elu magalchen in why'd cut them on Tisha B'Av with the children. The issue footnote number 5 brings down, what about learning Musar? So he brings down that there are those that say, Roy Lassus came, that you can learn Musar. On the other hand, there are those that say that you shouldn't. Some say that if you're doing this to improve your knowledge overall of Musar, and it's not really something that's practical for the day, then you shouldn't do that. Again, different opinions, Ayin in the issue footnote number 5. The Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, the reason why you're allowed to learn with children about the Chorban is the Ein Ola Sipur Dvarim, it's just telling them stories about the Chorban, and even the young children are able to be impacted by this. He continues, you are allowed to learn with children these bad things. Only not allowed to continue learning them with their regular Seder, the Parsha, etc. Whatever they were learning regularly, you're not allowed to learn with them on Tisha B'Av. With this, we conclude today's shiur.